Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Half of the Midwestern farmers surveyed in the Farmer Speaks study said they were somewhat optimistic or very optimistic about 2021. That's double from what it was last year at this time. In a webinar organized by JL Farmicus, Indiana farmer Kendall Kep said the grain market rally has influenced farmer attitudes.
I think we have a really strong, optimistic sense in the ag community and in the countryside right now. Those run-up in grain prices have been really positive. That wasn't predicted, obviously. And if you followed the advice of others or those in marketing and consultants or universities, you probably sold a fair amount of your crop and weren't able to take advantage of the run-up in prices. But all in all, it still is really good for the attitude and for your outlook for agriculture.
Hillsboro, North Dakota farmer Sarah Lova said the past few years have been very wet. That changed during this past fall's harvest season.
It was the first fall in a couple of falls where the actual harvestability in the field was pretty easy. You could go and get your crop harvested pretty easily, but the yields really weren't that great. So I made a couple comments to a few people. I've never seen such happy farmers over such a poor yielding crop. And it was simply because the field operations were that easy.
The Farmer Speaks survey found farmers are making changes in the purchases of equipment, fertilizer, and seed for 2021. But the rate of change has declined from previous studies. The one area with significant change was in the crop protection category, with farmers likely to invest in fungicides and insecticides. The stronger commodity prices have farmers planning to invest more this year to boost yield.
Intercrop.